Abigail, a novel. Written by Jess Heilerman. Narrated by Wendy Wolfson. Prologue. My hand trembled as I grasped the cool metal doorknob. I drew in a breath to ease the tightening in my chest before pressing open the heavy wooden door and peeking inside.
Abigail.
Father's voice was quiet, beckoning. I took in the familiar scene as my eyes adjusted to the dimly lit room. Little had changed since last night. The fire still flickered in the hearth, elongating the shadows dominating the large room. The curtains were still drawn, though the dawn's glow now crept in along the edges, and Father still stood slumped in his place near the bed.
Abigail,
Father repeated, reaching out his arm toward me.
It's time.
I stepped forward, then stopped and shook my head. I didn't have the strength. Lawrence walked to my side, placing his arm around my shoulder.
Come, Abigail, we will go together.
I searched my brother's grief-stricken eyes, feeling as though I was gazing at my own reflection. It was the sorrow we shared that reflected back at me, and I blinked away the unfamiliar likeness. I gave a faint nod, allowing Lawrence to guide me forward to the side of the four-post bed where Father waited. The familiar scent of rose water and fresh-cut flowers encircled me, but did little to bring their usual comfort. As I looked at the woman who lay before me, tears blurred my vision. There was little resemblance left of whom she had been only weeks before. Her face was sallow and sunken in, the shadows around her eyes looking as though death had already stolen her from our unwilling grasps. I surveyed the petite shape beneath the blankets, and the eerie stillness quickened my heavy heart. A slight rise of the covers and the sound of a laboured inhale allowed me an odd sense of relief. I had not lost her yet.
Darling,
Father whispered,
the children are here.
Mother's brow creased, but her eyes remained shut. Father stepped forward and stroked her arm. Her eyes fluttered open at his touch.
Darling, the children have come to say their goodbyes.
She smiled weakly at Father before focusing her gaze on us. I forced away my despair as her shaking hand reached out. I intertwined my fingers with hers and sat next to her on the bed, letting the weight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?